You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Coping with HIV/AIDS in 2015 as a possible infection and as a treatable disease is the positive story of what was once a terrifying scourge in the United States and still is in some areas of the world. But some of the toughest public health issues today involve preventing the spread of and management of chronic disease, even though there has been progress in actually treating AIDS. We heard this week from Health News Florida, a collaboration between WUSF in Tampa, WMFE in Orlando, and WLRN in Miami, about the challenges in a state with the highest rate of HIV infections within its borders. Today, we try to understand the challenges and choices a single gay man might have to make to use the drug Truvada to remain sexually active without using condoms and to keep from becoming infected. Supervisors in L.A. County have voted in favor of developing a plan to distribute the HIV prevention drug Truvada to those who are at a high risk of contracting the disease. It's called PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, and was approved for such use by the FDA in 2012. But many outside the affluent urban gay population aren't even aware of it or can't afford it. Andy Tonkin is a 28-year-old gay man living in San Francisco and an HIV/AIDS activist. He's been on PrEP for the last 18 months, but his success isn't being replicated throughout his community.
I think that there are always challenges, regardless of the medical practice, regardless of whether it's a pre-exposure prophylaxis or an antiretroviral for someone who's HIV positive or any other medical treatment. Unfortunately, a lot of the resources that are available to people with the cultural capital to go find them. The challenge with PrEP is that because it is elective and because it's very expensive, those who are uninsured or underinsured are less likely to take the steps to protect themselves because it's quite a process if you're looking to get your PrEP regimen subsidized.
And how do you deal with it? What's your insurance? What's your insurance situation?
I'm actually very lucky. I currently have insurance that covers my PrEP just like it would any other medication, and I have a fairly reasonable copay. I have previously had insurance coverage through the same employer, actually, that was inadequate, where my copay was $586 a month. And Gilead, the company that produces Truvada, provides one assistance program for people who are uninsured and one assistance program for people who are insured. So I was covered under one of their assistance programs, and that assistance program covers up to $300 a month. So my copay was still $286 a month. I was very lucky. I only had a copay of $286 a month. I didn't have a copay of $586 a month, but it is a really hefty expense to take on for a 30-day supply of Truvada.
Certainly, you know that the healthcare community and the pharmaceutical industry has a mixed record at best of how they conduct research, deliver messages to the public, and try to reassure people that either a cure is coming or treatments are available or are widely accessible. How would you rank the healthcare system in dealing with Truvada and PrEP at this point, based on your experience?
I mean, I think the interesting thing about the PrEP movement is that the drug was approved by the FDA in May of 2012. And still today, in June of 2015, as a community, we've experienced that it is an effective protection against HIV. And we've experienced that the majority of people taking it are not experiencing side effects. Now, unfortunately, what we don't have is a wide visibility of this drug and its use in a PrEP regimen beyond men who have sex with men, generally affluent, middle-class, white gay men in urban populations. The concern that I have is not only the access to those outside that demographic, but also the perception of the drug on a more global scale. The fact that we don't have a strong understanding of the PrEP regimen outside of a single community, that it's not talked about in mainstream media, that it's not something that people are widely aware of outside of gay men. That's the concern to me. From the medical side of it, I don't really have a ton of concerns because it's protecting those of us who choose to engage in a PrEP regimen from what has historically in our community been considered gay cancer or the disease that will kill us all.
What do you make of the criticism that Truvada and the idea of a oral, you know, pharmaceutical product that would constitute a prevention will encourage more risky behavior? Has that criticism shut down the wider dissemination of this message? Has it been offensive in your community? How much of an impediment do you think it is for achieving the wider understanding of this drug's benefits?
I would say that it is ultimately detrimental, but I also would say that without criticism, we don't have the opportunity to shed light on the reality. So for me, I'm open to the criticism. I'm open to the dialogue. I think it's really important. My response universally has been, we exist in a culture where we've told people to use condoms for 35 years. HIV hasn't gone away. People are still contracting AIDS. And people are still dying, which means this condom culture isn't working. To use a more general example, we can tell people not to smoke cigarettes, and we can tell people not to use intravenous drugs. It doesn't mean that they're not going to use them. So by telling people to use condoms, we're not solving the problem because people are still having unprotected sex and not taking care of themselves. If there is an option that provides protection for people who are not going to use condoms anyway, that's an option that should be on the table. Does it make people more promiscuous? Probably not. People who are promiscuous are promiscuous. And the judgment that comes with the word promiscuity is the real problem. We shouldn't be stigmatizing, and we shouldn't be telling people that what they're doing is wrong. And that's what we've been doing. We've been hoping for this miracle drug for 35 years. Now we've got it. Why are we criticizing?
Andy Tonkin is a 28-year-old gay man based in San Francisco. He's also an HIV/AIDS activist and has been taking PrEP for 18 months.